and welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another time on At Home with Ifeanyi. Wow, today is the 1st of September. September is a very special month to me personally, but well, that's not why we are here today. Wow, it's a privilege to be bringing you a fresh new episode on the first day of another new month, September. So today is very, very strategic for every one of us. And do you know why? We just have 121 days for 2023 to come to an end. Wow, how did you get here so fast? So the big question I would like to ask you today is, how are you going to invest and spend the next 121 days? How are you going to make the next September, October, November, and December count positively for you as an individual, for you as a family, and for the general well-being of those around you? What are you going to do differently? Do you know what? This next 121 days can make 2023 a whole different year for you, positively or negatively. Yes, I need to be realistic too there. So we are not just confessing and saying the good things and the affirmations, but you know what? If we want the next 121 days, beginning from today, as you listen to At Home with Ifeanyi, because today's topic will help you make the next 121 days count positively for your good. So you need to be intentional. You need to sit down and assess yourself. You need to take stock of what have you been doing, you know, for the last 200 and something days. And how will this remaining 121 days make a huge difference in your life? Dear listener, it's actually up to you. I know we are very, in this part of the world, we are very religious. So we say, yes, God will do it. We speak, we confess. Don't get me wrong. All those things are important. But a whole lot still lies on us. What are the action steps we are going to take? So I welcome you and I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time of the day it is from wherever you are joining in our beautiful world. Yes, I believe that despite all the uncertainties, there's still beauty that we can get in our world. It's all about you to create that beauty, create that space for you, and get the best out of every moment that you are still breathing here in our world. So for today's topic, I would like to say we would like to focus on what I tagged treasure in your home. Treasure in your home. So some people might wonder, treasure in my home. Do I really have treasures? I'll start by saying a treasure or treasure is a valuable or valued item. Something very valuable, something that you won't want to play with anyhow. You would cherish it, you would keep it very well. Treasure could also be seen in terms of money, of precious metals. For the women that have jewelry, you know, some of us have gold, you know, and some very precious items that we treasure. We don't keep it anyhow, that people can just walk into our house and see those treasures. We value them dearly. We keep them in special places. And they are of great worth and value, like I said. You could also see someone as treasure. So in your home, yes, in your home, who are the people that are treasure to you? Your family, your husband, your children, your extended family members, your parents, your siblings, you know, your in-laws, whoever they are. Anyone that you hold very dear, very precious, and you don't take lightly, you value them. These can be referred to as your treasure. So like I said, the topic is treasure in your home. And then we know what our home is. It's that place of rest, that place of comfort, that familiar terrain when we can be ourselves, we are very relaxed, you know. And so before I start into the discussion for today, I would just like you to take that sweet spot in your home if you're at home. And if you're not at home, maybe you are driving in your car or you're at your shop, your business center, venue where you operate your business, just give us your listening attention. I promise you, what you are listening to today will help you to finish 2023 strong and well if you apply what you are learning into action. Yes, I need to put that condition. So it will not just happen. It's not magic. We have our part to play. So if we listen attentively and we put in the work and action into what we are hearing today, our 2023 will be a beautiful one. And I'm sure you want to share with me about what has happened in the next 121 days. So before I go into today's discussion, please, I would like to say we would like you to follow us on Instagram on at Ifeno17. That's my handle, Ifeno17, I-F-E-N-O, and then the number 17. And you can send us your questions, your concerns, maybe some things that you know you feel that could help us on our show. You could send an email to us to At Home with Ifeno, just as it is spelled, At Home with Ifeno, all in small letters, @gmail.com. Send your questions, your concerns, interest. Maybe you just want something that you like to share. I'll definitely get back to you once I get your email. So send that email to @homewithifeno@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at @ifeno17. Thank you and listen attentively. Thank you. So treasure in your home. I would like to share a brief story that will bring the lessons that will make us know how we can utilize the treasure that we have in our home. Another point I would like to mention is that, do you know that you as an individual, you are a home? Yes, it might sound as in, what is Ifeno trying to say? But you as an individual, you are a home. You know, inside you resides a lot of things, your thoughts, your talents, the things that are very precious and dear. And inside you are treasures inside you. So you are the home of great treasures. So we can see it in so many ways. I would like to read from the Bible, a story about a woman in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 1 to 7. Please give me your listening attention and enjoy this read as we talk about treasure in your home. One day, the wife of a man from the guild of prophets called out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. You well know what a good man he was, devoted to God. And now the man to whom he was in debt is on his way to collect by taking my two children as slaves." Elisha said, "I wonder how I can be of help to you. Tell me, What do you have in your house? Nothing, she said. Well, I have a little oil. Here's what you do, said Elijah. Go up and down the street and borrow jugs and bowls from all your neighbors, and not just a few, all you can get. Then come home and lock the door behind you, you and your sons. Pour oil into each container. When each is full, set it aside. She did what he said. She locked the door behind her and her sons. As they brought the containers to her, she filled them. When all the jugs and bowls were full, she said to one of her sons, "Another jug, please." He said, "That's it. There are no more jugs." Then the oil stopped. She went and told the story to the man of God. And he said, "Go, sell the oil and make good on your debts. Leave both you and your sons on what's left." My focus is on verse 2 that says, Elisha said, "I wonder how I can be of help. Tell me what you have in your house. Tell me what you have in your house." Nothing, she said. Well, I do have a little oil. Treasure in your home. This woman never saw that little oil that she said she had after saying she had nothing in answering Elisha's question of what do you have in your home. She never knew that that little jar of oil was treasure. She had it in her home. She looked down on it. She never expected that anything good could come out of that small jar of oil. Dear listener, our treasures are things that we take for granted. This is because we gloss over these things. The treasures that are hidden in our lives, the treasures that can be in your physical home today. Yes, many of us have things in our homes. We bought gadgets. We have a lot of instruments, things that we said, okay, when we have it, we'll start that business. We made plans, you know, and we kept it. We just kept that thing. Maybe you have an oven. Maybe you have a mixer. Don't mind me. I bake a lot. So I'm using things that could be in our homes and that we are looking down on. We have treasures, but we commonize them. We take them for granted. We gloss over them all the time. Today, I have come as a reminder to you that you have treasure in your home. Just like that woman said, she just has a small jar of oil. So are many of us today saying, "I don't have anything. I just know how to sew, you know. I have a machine. It's just in the house doing nothing. Or I know how to make hair. Or I know how to do this." Right back at home, there are so many things in our houses today. So many things that we pass by every morning, every day, and we have not recognized those things as treasure, as valuable, as things that can bring great worth, as things that can solve our problem. Right now, all over the world, there's so much uncertainties, especially economically. So much. Many people are finding it difficult to keep up with paying of bills. Many people are finding it difficult to be able to, you know, live and be satisfied, because the resources seem to be little, seem to be menial. But today, I want us to sit back and take a deep look and search at ourselves, at our home, our personal home, which is our own place where we stay. And even us, like I said, I told us that we ourselves are a home. You are a home that is keeping precious and great important assets, valuable assets that we are looking down on, just like this woman in the story I just read looked down on the olive oil that she had, a little jar. She said, She said it was small. So that small, valuable talent, skill that you're looking down on is the solution to the financial challenges you may be facing today. What are the lessons we can learn from this woman's story? Because at the end of the story, that little jar of oil that she looked down on brought great wealth. But there were steps. She didn't just sit down after the prophet told her to get jars and everything. She made a move. Number one, the first lesson. When you are in trouble, you need to seek godly counsel to gain a new perspective. Until she met that man, she never knew that that jar of oil was going to turn her life around. Dear listener, who are the friends around you? Who are the people that you share your troubles with? How do you get the solution to the problems you are facing today? Where do you get the wisdom that gives you a new perspective on that thing you call a problem? On that thing that you have not sat down to check your home, either your physical home or you as a home, to see that there is something you have, no matter how small it is. So the first lesson to always take note when you are in challenging time is, where do you get your wisdom or solution from? Are you going to stay back and listen to gossips and things that are not true? Or you are going to seek godly counsel, godly wisdom that will turn your perspective? All that woman needed was a change in the way she saw what she had, a change in the way she saw herself. So the first thing is, in times of difficulty, in times of trouble, seek godly counsel. That will give you a great different perspective to what you are going through. The second lesson we can learn from this woman's story is that she used what she had to get what she needed. Her sons were about to be taken to pay off the debt of her husband that had died. And she never knew that the oil in her house, when poured into jars, would be the solution to her problem. You have what you need to move out from your current difficult situation. I'll take it again. You have what you need to come out of your current situation. Yes, it might look very minute, insignificant, common, but if you are patient, if you are persistent, and you use that skill, that thing in your house, that thing you are looking at that you feel is not valuable, you know how to cook, you know how to sew, you know how to bake, you know how to do some designs graphically. That's the world we are in now on the internet. You know how to do a lot of things, but you are not using it, you know, to generate income. As I speak to you, dear listeners, I'm also speaking to myself. So I am just a messenger obeying an instruction to bring this good news on this first day of September, that the remaining part of 2023 can be turned around, just like this woman's story was turned around. Use what you have to get what you need today. The third lesson we can learn is that we should sow where we want to go, our future. So this woman had only one small jar of oil, but she was instructed to pour it out. She did not just keep that small jar of oil. As she poured the oil into those jars, it was continually flowing. You know, we live at a time when we could be hoarders. We could, want to keep everything for ourselves and not even think about the next person that might not have anything or might have little to even make things work for them. Don't be tempted to just hold back to everything, you know, no matter how little. Make sure that you also share. Make sure that you are pouring out, you are giving to the people around you within what you can even afford. Don't think that, oh, because I have a challenge, I have a problem, I need to sort out myself. As big as that problem might look, there is something small you can do for somebody that might not be as big as the problem you are trying to solve. So give or sow to where you want to go to. Your future is in that seed. Yes, you have a difficulty. Yes, you have a need. But even in having a need, you need to also share, no matter how little it is. Never be tempted to keep everything to yourself. God knows how to multiply that little that you have even given. You know, in the way God works in this treasure in your home, I said that most times we commonize our treasure, we look down on it. I found out that the way God works, He works in our normal, mundane, you know, environment every day. God is found in the ordinary. No matter how ordinary that talent, that treasure, that thing that you are looking down on might look, He can work out something from that normal and ordinary thing that you are looking down on. He works in our everyday life. It doesn't need to be spectacular. So don't look down on your treasure. There are treasures in your home. You need to go back and look at the things. Look at the instruments, the gadgets, the facilities within your physical home, and then take a stock of yourself as a home. You have hidden treasures, you have potentials, you have skills that you are not utilizing. This is the answer to the present predicament that you might be going through. The fourth lesson I would like to share from this woman's story is that the woman did not just solve her own problem, she became a channel. It was through her that, you know, she went out, she took jars from her neighbors and friends, and it didn't end just with her. She also shared, like I said, she became a distributor. She went out and also, I'm sure she gave, even the people that gave her those jars, they were beneficiaries. So as we step out in this new month of September until the end of 2023, let's step out in faith, knowing that as we venture into the unknown with the treasures that we have and that we have realized that we have been looking down on, we will become a distribution channel for God. We will become a channel of blessing to those around us. From that small jar of oil, from that small skill that you are looking down on. So don't look down on your skill. Don't look down on that little thing you have. Step out in faith, believing that you are going to be a solution and a distribution channel to those around you. In this widow's story, this woman was in debt, but God turned her into a great entrepreneur, into a big businesswoman. And she used what she had, despite how, you know, how scared she felt, how weak and disadvantaged she even felt. So I want to speak to anyone listening to me. You might feel disadvantaged. You might feel that what you have is insignificant. Don't look down on your treasure. You have treasures in your physical home. You have treasures within you. There is treasure in your home. Go back, sit down, and look at the things you have. Look at the talents you have. Look at the skills you have. You might need to sharpen them again, and then begin to take action. Like that woman went out. She didn't sit down at home and pray and pray and pray. She had to get jars. And as long as she was pouring, as long as she was making the effort, there was multiplication, there was increase. As you start that business venture, as you start that training, you know, whatever it is, don't give up. As you do it, increase will gradually come and you know, start increasing and expanding. It's not magic, so it will take a while. Yes, it will take a while, but just be patient. What I want to bring to your attention today, even if this is all you can remember, is that there is treasure in your home. Sit back and take stock of your life. Take stock of the things that God has deposited in you. Take stock of the facilities and all that you have in your physical home. There are things you can do right from the comfort of your home now, with the way the world has gone global. You know, so let us utilize what we have. Let us not look down on our treasure. The gold, the money, the resources we are looking outside is right in our home. You have treasure in your home. Go and search for that treasure. And when you find that treasure in your home, do not keep it and hold it back. Use it, utilize it, and there will be a multiplication. I promise you that as you take action on these things we have talked about, you would see a difference in the next 121 days. Yes, you will see difference. No matter how small it is, take that bold step because you have treasure in your home.
Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifeanyi. Check us out on Instagram at Ifeanyi17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.